Assembly Joint Resolution 6 would, for all intents and purposes, do away with the offices as elected positions and would instead make them appointees under the governor. The measure's primary sponsor is Democratic Assemblyman Elliot Anderson of Las Vegas.
Right now, the only qualification to be treasurer controller is to be registered to vote and be 18 and be a resident of Nevada. If we were to do something like a selection commission that then appointed our recommended candidates to the governor, we would get more qualified candidates to choose from who have experience in financial management.
Since both positions are part of the state's constitution, any measure passed by lawmakers would have to be approved by voters during the 2020 election. Both current office holders, Treasurer Dan Schwartz and Controller Ron Connect, would not be affected by the change due to term limitations. However, Schwartz says relying on the governor to choose a treasurer could have serious consequences.
There's very little recognition of the fact that all you're doing is consolidating power within the governor's office, and he's already got plenty to do. So, I think it is a really bad idea, and hopefully that has been part of the discussion.
This isn't the first time lawmakers have tried to make the state treasurer and controller appointed positions. Lawmakers proposed similar legislation in 2003 and 2005. Paul Boger, Reno Public Radio News.